So the first thing that we all have to realize is that we do share some common goals with adjusters, and that is we certainly want to get claims closed. If your practice is at all doing well, a closed claim is a good one because you've got another one to move on to, number one. Number two, that's how you satisfy your client. From the adjuster's perspective, and Tom will touch on this a little bit more, they always think a closed claim is a good claim. So that's the number one common goal that we all have. And the other goal is that we don't want it to be a bad process. When I first get a letter from an adjuster, I've had enough contact with enough adjusters. Sometimes I don't know them, obviously, but a lot of them I do know, and I am predisposed going into the claim based on who that adjuster is. If I get, you know, Joe Blow adjuster that I've had good experiences with, I'll have a good attitude about the claim, and things are going to go along well. When I get an adjuster that maybe I haven't had such a good experience with, that file kit kind of gets put to the bottom of my list a lot of times, and certainly the callbacks get put to the bottom of the list, and I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying that's a fact of life. Because we all want to close claims and we all want to be happy. Tom, adjusters want to close claims too, right?
Yes, but if you make it difficult on the adjuster, just like the adjuster making it difficult on you, then you're not going to get the callbacks. You're not going to get your claim resolved. The adjuster's just like y'all. He's got a workload. He's got people calling him he doesn't want to deal with. And the last thing he wants to do is go, oh, so-and-so's calling, great.